理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 27.
保险费率
Insurance rate. Section A. Listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
Marine insurance.
Compensate.
Ocean marine insurance.
Hull.
Cargo.
Indemnity.
Waterborne property.
Strand.
Collision.
Terms of insurance.
Underwrite.
Open cargo policy.
Warehouse to warehouse.
Rate.
Regulate.
Tailor.
2. Hush. Then listen.
Marine insurance is aimed at compensating damages or losses associated with the transportation of goods between exporters and importers. Over time, marine insurance has been divided between land risks and sea risks.Ocean marine insurance covers sea risks and is broken into three basic types. Hull, involving loss or damage to the ship. Cargo, involving loss or damage to cargoes. And indemnity, involving liability of ship owners. Hull insurance affords protection to owners of all types of ships for loss or damage to their waterborne property.Typical perils insured against are stranding, sinking, fire, and collision. Cargo insurance is available for shippers of goods moving by sea or air in international trade. The terms of insurance can be specific or all risk and can be underwritten for a single transaction or on an open cargo policy.The open cargo policy is the most common form and usually covers the cargo warehouse to warehouse. Ocean marine insurance rates are not regulated by any government authority. Coverage can be tailored to suit the individual needs of ship and cargo owners, and rates are based on the underwriter's experience with a commodity or vessel, the cargo owner's or ship owner's loss history, and current competition in the industry.Section B, Speaking Up. 1. Typical Dialogue. 1. Background Information. Employee of a trading company, Miss Ju Hong, asks Alice, her insurance agent, about premium and compensation.
Alice. Miss Ju Hong.
2. Practical Dialogue.
What is premium based on?First of all, premium varies with different risks, different destinations and routes, different periods of insurance, and other differences.
What are the other differences?
The other differences lie in different means of cargo transportation and different kinds of goods.
What should we do if we suffer loss or damage of our consignment?
In that case, you can apply for immediate survey,to the surveying agent or the claim settling agent. If they aren't available, a local competent surveyor can also help.
Is there anything we need to take to the insurance company for compensation?
Yes, the consignee should obtain from the carrier or port authorities a certificate of loss or damage and or shorthand memo so that he can lodge a claim against the carrier or the party concerned.
I see. Now I know what to do about our loss of the consignment. Thank you very much for your explanation.
2. Typical Dialogue. 1. Background Information. Mr. An Ran, representative of Landmark Import and Export Corporation, and Miss Sophia Dill, representative of an Australian exporter,are holding negotiations on the insurance issues. Mr. An Ran.
Miss Sophia Dill.
2. Practical Dialogue. It has been our practice in recent years to insure the incoming shipments locally. We'd like a CFR quotation.
I know that, but we've been taking an open cover insurance policywith National Insurance Company of Australia. That gives automatic protection on all our shipments.
Then will you quote us both CIF and CFR?
I suppose you want an indication of the premium range. It's low rate under the open cover. The premium adds little to the price.
Can you give me the rates of different coverage to compare with our insurance company's rates?
I'll send you a brochure of the insurance company.
Well, I'd like to receive both your CFR and CIF quotations.
I'll send them to you tomorrow together with the insurance company's brochure.
Thank you. 4. Vocabulary Aid. Dialogue 1.
Surveying Agent.
Claim Settling Agent.
Surveyor.
Compensation.
Carrier.
Port Authorities.
Certificate of Loss or Damage.
Shorthand Memo.
Dialogue 2.
Open Cover Insurance Policy.
Automatic.
Protection.
Quote.
Indication.
Premium Range.
Open Cover.